To be a servant, we must think like a servant. I heard somewhere that servants make great leaders. I wonder where I got that idea. In Numbers 14, the Lord pardoned Israel after Moses pled their case. But even though God pardoned their rebellion, he said none of the people who had seen his glory and signs in the desert would enter the promised land, except Caleb. Numbers 14:24. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the promised land, and his descendants shall possess it. Well now, want to live under an open heaven? You don't have to give money to make that happen. That's a lie. Besides, how can you buy an open window in heaven anyway? I didn't think God, his callings, or Holy Spirit gifts were for sale. I mean, I don't think you can buy God. They're not for sale, that he would open the windows of heaven if you gave enough money. Now, you may think that's absurd, but there are people in ministry who will tell you that if you give more money, you will get more of the Holy Spirit, and friend, it's just simply not true. If you want to live under an open heaven, well, now, be a servant. Get low, like Jesus, and God will use you. Just watch and see. People are looking for a knight, someone of honor and humility, not a street fighter. Thanks for listening. I am Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.